Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show live here from Mission Control up inside the Business Radio X studios in Digital Ignition in Alpharetta. My name is Jeff Smith, and I will ask for your patience as this is the first in what we hope to become a series of shows about the incredible things going on throughout the metro Atlanta area regarding commercial development and really all things economic development related. I'm a mortgage banker with Assurance Financial. If you need a loan, please always feel free to reach out. But I write a weekly column that goes out into a newsletter that runs also on the business pages, the Herald newspapers throughout North Fulton and Forsyth counties. If you want to get on my newsletter list or if you have questions about a mortgage, please email me at gsmith@lendtheway.com. That's G as in Georgia, smith@lendtheway.com. It's like lead the way, but we lend money, so it's lendtheway.com. Here in Atlanta, we are a city that has averaged more than 60,000 new people moving here every single year. We're continuously one of the world's largest job creators every year. And our state is constantly rated as the number one place to do business in the country. It's a great time to be living here, and I think one day folks may indeed look back on these years as a true renaissance period in Atlanta's history. We've seen explosions throughout the metro Atlanta, whether it be along the Beltline throughout in-town Atlanta with Avalon and Alpharetta, and what looks to be finally a new city center, maybe up and coming in Forsyth County. It's a great time to be living here, and I'm excited to be here today to talk to you about it. And with me are two good friends. To my right is Mr. Phil Houston. Phil is an associate broker with Realty Associates of Atlanta, dealing in both residential and commercial real estate sales. He spent 31 years serving as the Atlanta real estate community and has helped countless families, individuals, and investors in buying and selling real estate. During his career, he's also served as a managing broker for his firm and has several designations, including CRB, CRS, SRES. And Phil's motto is, his clients' interests come first, last, and always. Phil, how are you doing?
Great, Jeff. Thanks for inviting me over. Looking forward to some discussion on what's going on in the residential real estate market, specifically in the North Fulton area.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And on my left is Mr. Al Nash. Al is also a friend of mine. He's been a long time in the development industry here in Atlanta. He is currently the CEO of the Development Authority of Fulton County, whose job is to stimulate economic development in Fulton County. He and his group, and correct me if I'm wrong, Al, but as far y'all have worked very quietly, at least quietly to us outsiders, behind the scenes, working with state folks, commercial realtors, and other folks to help show large companies why Georgia, specifically Fulton County, is the best place for them to do business and have employees. Al's a longtime resident, and we're lucky to have him. Al, how's it going?
Good, good. Jeff, I want to congratulate you on your inaugural show here, and I hope you have many, many more. So I look forward to it. Yeah, we've been real blessed. I've been blessed with getting to do things which are fun, and that is trying to talk about our community and help it grow and grow the tax base.
Well, thank you, Al. I appreciate it. We're lucky to have you here. And correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, but this may be a rare occurrence here where I think sitting at this table we have three native Atlantans. And Phil, you were born, right?
Well, actually born in South Georgia, but I've lived here since I was 2 years old, and since I'm an old guy,
yeah,
I've been here. Yeah, yeah, I'm a native.
Where'd you grow up in Atlanta?
In the Oak Grove, Decatur, Lakeside High School area. My kids went to Lakeside and owned several homes over in that part of Northeast Atlanta. I actually moved up to Alpharetta about 21 years ago, so I've been up here and seeing the spectacular growth that's happened in our area.
Boy, when you were growing up, Alpharetta must have seemed like the other side of the planet.
Well, it's interesting. I had my uncle had his family had a farm over in Crabapple, and so when we'd come up here, it was basically almost an all day trip. But I remember the silos that are still in Crabapple were real close to their family farm.
Wow, the iconic silos.
Yep.
And Al, what about you? Where'd you get started around here?
Well, I was born at Crawford Long Hospital in downtown Atlanta, and then was raised out in the city of Decatur.
Okay.
And went off to school and then college, and then moved here up to Roswell in about 1974, and been around up here since then.
That's interesting. I moved here in 1974. but I moved up from Northside Hospital.
Yeah.
But so y'all were both raised in Decatur. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Decatur High School.
I went to Briarcliff, but and you'll get a kick out of this. My dad, they built their first home in 1950 on Willow Lane, right off Church Street.
Right. Know exactly where it is.
Well, that's a small
memory lane.
That's right.
Still a small world every now and then, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm from here. I'm born and raised in Roswell, and I'm always happy to say that I'm from the place everybody's moving to than where they're moving from. I know people complain about the traffic here in Atlanta a lot, but I've been a lot of places around the country where they would love to have our traffic problems. So it is something I know we're working on, but it is also a sign of progress.
No doubt about that.
Yep. So let's get into it. You know, let's start off, Phil. You know, everybody's always wants to know what's going on with their house. Everybody wants to know what's going on in the neighborhood. People are always, I think, I'm a mortgage guy, I'm in real estate. I always think they're in the back of their mind thinking about where they're going to move next. But why don't you give us a little rundown of what's going on in the metro Atlanta area?
All right. All sorts of interesting. Most of it's good for the most part. I ran a few little quick statistics as everybody wants to know how much has my house increased, or of course now is it how much is it going to decrease, since we're starting to see the market soften a little bit, especially in the upper price ranges, which the sweet spot in our area is about 250 to 450. Once you get past that 450 mark, then we're starting to see the inventory increase. Mm. And when you've got an increase in the inventory, then you see a little softening of the prices. And I actually ran some Black Knight, which you may be familiar with. It's a company that does analytics for real estate companies and also mortgage industry.
Yep.
But in the last in November, the annual rate of appreciation fell. It's down 4.9% since last year. But the good news is, in all 50 states, home values are still considerably up. And the one really interesting statistic that I found was the state of Georgia is still at about 7.1% increased value over last year. And we're actually the number one area state east of the Mississippi River. And we're number four nationally as far as continuing to have that increase in property values. I mentioned the sweet spot. What we see now is in January of 2008, we had a decrease from January 19th until 2018 of almost 8%. And then the average sales price is still up about 6%. Over last year. So we're rocking along pretty good. Mm. And as I mentioned, we've got this inventory now that's starting to increase. It's going to drive prices down a little bit. But I think we're still pretty healthy. The other really interesting statistic that I found, having worked when the economy downturned, I worked a great deal in the foreclosure market. Mm. And I found this was a very interesting. Foreclosure sales hit a low of more than 18 years in 2018, they were down 25% from the prior year and 40% below the pre-recession average. So that's always a good thing to see. And first-time foreclosures,
that's exactly right,
were over 60% lower. That's the highest rate ever recorded. So we're in pretty good shape. I don't see us heading towards that 2008 scenario again. But for now, I think we're in good shape.
People are making better money, and lenders are hopefully giving better loans than they used to. And hearing the inventory go up, man, we haven't heard that in a long time. It's been pretty bare out there for the last – it's been a battle.
Yeah, but it's starting to pick up now. So,
yeah,
and
good.
As I said, once we see – that's good news for buyers in different price ranges, because you get a little soft, you get the inventory comes up, and the sellers have to drop the price in order. They get kind of competitive in there. So
I mean, they don't have to come in and give them list price and write a letter that goes to the heartstrings and camp out on the front lawn and all that stuff anymore, do they?
That's right.
Well, good. So good news for buyers. If you're looking at buying a house, you better get out there quick before the market turns and call Phil for the house, call me for the loan. Well, thank you, Phil. We appreciate that update.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for letting us know what's going on with our homes. Now we're going to move into some economic development over here. So, Al, I kind of know what you do, but I've known you for a while. And, you know, you're kind of behind the scenes in a lot of this cool stuff that we all talk about after it happens. You know, most of the time after it happens, you've been working on it for a while. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Development Authority of Fulton County and kind of what you all do and your staff and everything.
Well, yeah. I think what I'd like to do, I think it's always interesting to people to think, what is a development authority? How did you get created?
Sure.
And actually, you go back and look at Georgia. And the state legislature in the late 60s created legislation that defined and created development authorities, being that that allowed any local government in the state of Georgia to do that or to create these. Georgia has, under the state constitution, has very strict gratuity laws, meaning gratuity in the way that the state or government can hand out money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was thinking really as Georgia was expanding in manufacturing and so forth to help companies come here, that especially in rural Georgia where development authorities was actually build the buildings and own them. Therefore, we are non-taxable entities. And so we at Fulton County, we've been in business since about 1970, 72 when we were created. And we do kind of a program called Bond for Titles, but we're not really lending the money and we're not really guaranteeing. But what we're working on is taking title to property and then turn around leasing it back. And given the fact that we're holding title, we have the right to work with the tax assessor on modifying the amount of property tax paid. So we work very closely with the state of Georgia in recruiting primarily the larger type of deals that might come, though to me large is you could be a two-man office and be large. It's okay. Just the structure of it. But mm-hmm. I think another example was that might help the people understand is that everybody's somewhat familiar with Mercedes-Benz moved their U.S. headquarters from New York to Atlanta here.
Absolutely. That
several
was a big
years
deal
ago.
For us when we won that deal.
Right. And so we were it starts with, of course, the corporation, and they made a decision based on they found it was very difficult to do business recruiting talent in where they were, and secondly was the cost of living.
Right.
And third was that their customer base, the highest percentage of their users in the United States are actually in the Sun Belt, and they have a factory in the South. And so that kind of led them to make a – they hired a consultant, JLL, both mm-hmm. to handle their incentive side and to handle their real estate. So they do a nationwide search, and they come back to the Mercedes and says that here's some of the – probably the 10 local regions that you need to look at. Atlanta was one of those.
Are you in the process at that point?
No, I'm not in the process at that point.
This is a high level. Okay.
High level. And then the consultants compile that, then they typically go to the economic entity in that state
mm-hmm.
because this is a pretty sizable deal. It could be 800 jobs. They're going to build a $100 million-plus corporation headquarters.
Sure.
And then you add the halo effect and all
sure.
that come in. So the state comes to
– the halo effect being all the development and businesses and everybody
job,
that's
job
impacted.
Creation, people buying sales tax, buying
that's
cars,
right.
buying houses, buying whatever.
The positive economic impact
right.
of the area around it.
Right. Yep. So they go to the state. The state, it's in Georgia, it would probably be in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So they would talk to me, and they would probably talk to my counterparts in Cobb and maybe Gwinnett, typical.
Sure.
And then the brokerage side is starting to look at opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
All this is done very closed-lipped, and there is each state probably puts a project name on it. I think this project started out as Project Eagle, but it might have got changed to something else just to keep the discussion.
Yeah, because they don't want Mercedes doesn't want everybody to know they're thinking of moving at this point.
Well, they've got all those 800 people in New York, and they don't want them to know, hey,
yeah, that's right,
getting nervous. So we get a RFP, request for information, RFP, request for information, and we'll fill that out. And all we were told is that there is a U.S. headquarters of a global company. They're talking about moving their headquarters here. They've got maybe 600 to 800 jobs, and these are the price ranges, and this is what they're doing. So we sent sort of a standard letter back and says, hey, yeah, we're interested in this, that. And then you don't hear anything for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a call and says, you remember that Project Eagle that you were, yeah. And so then we have start having conversations, and we have phone calls, but we are not to ask, well, what is your last name? Where are you? Or whatever. We just, you know, we have those conversations. And as we get further into it, we sign a non-disclosure. And, you know, it's still we don't know who it is, but we gather a little bit of information. And then we get on the phone with, in that particular situation, with Mayor Paul and I and others to have a discussion with the consultants and some of the leadership and of that company and so forth. So
let me just tell you, this is like really, to me, is really exciting stuff for all of us out here. To you, I know this is your everyday work and all that kind of stuff. But so even before you talk to Mayor Paul, I mean, I assume they've given you criteria of different sites and stuff like that. And I imagine commercial realtors and all that are probably beating your door down on a daily basis.
Well, typically, we're not.
I don't know how that works.
I think this is a great question, because I think people think that the old days, or in certain smaller markets, I would put them in a car and you'd take them around and show them.
Right.
Today, I've never put anybody in a car.
Okay.
Because they're working, especially in these larger deals, they're working with realtors that or consultants. And they are the ones they're identifying. And if they're buying, if they're leasing a building, think about this. Just like if you're over here selling a house, you know, somebody says, I want a four-bedroom house, I want a basement, and I want a pool, and I want to be here in this school district, whatever. If it isn't there, it isn't there.
Right.
And so companies have requirements. I need 200,000 feet of Class A. I want it in this sector, and it needs to be in this. And, by the way, I need it by December.
Right.
You know, so.
So the realtors know kind of which trees to go shake and all that kind of stuff.
And I'll tell you, for the last 5 or 6, 10 years, really we have very few people that are building their own building. There are some. But it's primarily where they're taking space. And this particular deal with Mercedes, they actually took, you know, they built their building, which
very
ended
impressive.
Up at Sandy Springs.
Very impressive building, if you haven't seen it yet. It's off of
Abernathy. You know, we worked the process, and kind of a interesting little story part of this piece was that through our process, we go to a bond inducement, and then they come back for a final bond resolution, and that's really the next step before you go to closing. So in this case, this was such a high-profile deal, and the state was heavily involved in it, and they had narrowed us down to Atlanta, Dallas, and Raleigh. And the last piece of it was getting the final bond resolution done. And so we called a special call meeting and had the meeting, and the lawyer representing Mercedes-Benz is sitting there. We vote. He walks out of the room, picks up the phone, and calls Steve Cannon at the time that was chairman or president of Mercedes-Benz USA and said, we got a deal. Cannon picks up the phone and calls the governor, Governor Deal, and says, we're coming. And then this is about 11 o'clock. So we're in a embargo to 4 o'clock. And fortunately, there was no press sitting in the room. But somehow word got out, and I was getting calls. I had to go hide out for about 3 hours because of that. But it's a very rewarding. I feel really blessed and fortunate to be part of that. But it's a real team effort. Economic development is a team sport.
Right.
And both of you guys play in it, whether you know it or you don't know.
Sure, absolutely.
Because that is part of the things. I mean, these we want to bring jobs, we want to bring people, and we want to bring so that they have houses and they get mortgages.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've done loan for a few folks over there already. They're right down the street from us.
Well, not to move away from the Mercedes, but I'm curious as to where it stands on the redevelopment of the old Sears building there at North Point Mall.
Well, I mean, Jeff probably could tell you, but I think I read where the Planning Commission has approved it, I think.
Yeah, I think I know that they have. I know they're excited about it. And to me, that particular development, since you brought it up, is just a really shows the forward-thinkingness of Alpharetta and how things are happening up here to get Avalon, which is pulling from North Point Mall, which North Point Mall in the 90s was the Avalon of the 1990s. And now they're redeveloping it and turning that into a mixed-use.
All of us live here. I think it's very important you bring that up. I mean, that is a very important piece of our infrastructure here. And if it starts to fail, that could have tremendous effect. But I understand that the Planning Commission has approved it, but I think it's got to come back to the full council. But
I haven't heard any opposition to it or any issues. It seems to me like something that's going to happen.
I think the listeners might be interested into what the details are as far as what's actually going in over there. Can you speak to that, or do you really know?
What I know is I know they're putting some apartments over there. They're putting a residential component into there, which is very interesting. They're taking a mall and kind of repurposing that mall instead of it just remaining a retail box, inside of it now they're putting in they're putting some residents that are now going to be they're basically putting in customers for that mall. So you got residents there that can walk in there and do stuff. You've got they're putting businesses inside of there. There's some shared workspace and some of the old retail outlets. There's some walking trails. I know the city's working very hard throughout the corridor, to start really repurposing that whole area.
I guess it's going to be a little similar to what they're doing in downtown Alpharetta with the upstairs apartments and the lower level restaurants and retail and walkability. And
I think it is. We just had a symposium not too long ago with through the BizNow folks on mixed use and just the whole deal of mixed use creating a micro economy where they all play off of each other and help out.
Let me just interject here. I've been involved just recently with the repositioning of Phillips Plaza, which is a lot of us who grew up here in Atlanta, Phillips, it's almost like 35, 40 years old.
Right.
And the Belt store went dark. And so Simon came to us about a year ago and said, we own about 1,000 of these malls across the world, and we're competing for dollars at our headquarters. And long story short is they had a choice to either try to go release that space, which there's not a lot of big box users that would go there. Secondly is they had structural problems in that parking deck and there was a fire station the city had went out of business. So long story short is they're going to invest $350 million repositioning that building. Belt store was a separate tax parcel and was valued at $8 million. So think about this. They're going to take that down. They're tearing that down, and they're going to replace it with $350 million.
That's incredible, isn't it?
A new hotel, office, and it didn't really have any open or common space. And they're building a food court, and they're going to have a gathering place, and they got community support, and they're putting traffic lights. So it's a repositioning, and that's really what North Point is really faced with, is to reposition this for the future.
And speaking of the future, what we're going to see over the next 20 years as the baby boomers start to go into retirement, assisted living, and they sell off the family home, and then the younger generations moving, the millennials moving from the midtown areas out to the suburbs, I think the way the development is now with this live, work, play, it actually attracts both demographics.
Sure.
And I think it's healthy for the economy because you've got the boomers that basically have all the money.
Yeah.
And then the younger group, they're coming in, and it's just a real interesting scenario as to how we're progressing in that area.
It is. Shoot, when I was growing up here in Roswell, you know, you go, you drive one place to eat, and then you drive back home. If you went to downtown Atlanta, even, you'd drive, park, run to the Fox Theater, run back to your car, and get out. There wasn't anything going on. It wasn't a place you could park and really walk around, except for some of the malls. And so it's interesting that the malls have kind of fallen out of I don't want to say fallen out of favor, but they're not, people want the open air. They want the feeling of, I guess, a piece of New York City or something, a piece of a walkability where you can go from one place to another. So that's a whole nother show, really. I can do on repurposing what's going on with the malls around the metro Atlanta area, because there's several that haven't been proactive in doing anything, and they're sitting with cobwebs, you know, and just empty space. And so it's great to see Alpharetta and Phipps and North Point and Phipps, you know, doing what they've done. You know, we've got about a minute or two left here, but had two questions for you, really. And one is, you know, Atlanta, we're averaging over 60,000 new jobs a year. You know, we got all these new people moving here. And, you know, I grew up in Georgia, and, you know, I've always, with the Braves and everybody else, always had kind of this, not a down view on Georgia, but always felt like the underdog. And, you know, I went to – I was in another major metropolitan city for one of my son's school projects, and I was sitting at a bar outside of the state capitol, and all these folks came out of the state capitol, these legislatures, and I was just eating and having a beer at the bar, and next thing I know, I'm surrounded by all these legislatures. Well, once I told them I was from Georgia, they just started – I mean, gushing. I mean, really gushing about you. Oh, it's so amazing. There's so many colleges in Georgia. There's so much activity in Georgia. There's so many jobs in Georgia. I didn't realize, you know, growing up here, how well perceived we are amongst other professionals at that level around the country. I really didn't realize we'd elevated ourselves. I know that this, I read the Business Chronicle and all that stuff about the great things that are happening. But what makes, I mean, Al, you're recruiting people. People want to know what's so great about Atlanta. What makes Atlanta really such a great place these days?
Well, in the interest of time, I think the airport is really what draws a lot of people and companies here. I think the cost of living, the climate, and I think the ability to attract talent.
Yeah.
Especially if you are a company.
Yep.
No, I
Pretty
agree.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
And what... So when you get questions on a lot of these, I mean, what kind of data are you providing them with data, or is that more of a state level kind of thing?
Well, again, I think that's really – today we find that the state is really – and we work closely with the Metro Chamber, and they're calling on consultants, and they're feeding them that. Our job is kind of, when they get here, to tell them what kind of incentives and interference to, or help them maneuver and collaborate to get things done.
Well, let me ask you this before we go. If you're a local municipality and you're looking for businesses to move to your area, I mean, what kinds of things can you be doing to make your city or your part of town a little more attractive to some of these businesses that are wanting to move
in?
Well,
I think there's a combination of things. I mean, you, first off, schools are really important, good schools. Now, the local government doesn't control schools, but they got to work with partnerships and help where we've got help and where we need help in those areas.
Businesses want to know that they're...
But I think infrastructure, park systems, and you look at only what Alpharetta has done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a model. You see what Crabapple's doing. Our folks in Johns Creek are talking about it. Let's see what they do. And Sandy Springs has done it. And that's what's drawing this thing. But I'm seeing it throughout this county.
Yeah.
Watch Union City.
Okay.
And watch Hateful.
Okay.
There are some models that are really going to be surprise people over a period of time.
And you talk to any realtor, and they'll tell you there's a direct correlation with property values to the quality of the school.
The schools.
The better the schools. And every realtor you talk to, that's probably the number one thing that they talk about with their clients is – you need to be in a good, solid school district because that's going to have a direct effect on your property values.
Fantastic. We will all take let's all tip our teachers well.
Right.
Let's make sure our county board members know what they're doing, which they seem to. In North Fulton here, we have some of the best schools in the state. So, fellas, I really just want to sit here and say thank you very much for coming out for my first show. Hopefully we'll look back on this as the one that started them all. We'll see what happens. But thank you very much, Phil Houston,
You're
Al
welcome.
Nash.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for the work that you all are doing out there, helping people find homes. Al bringing these wonderful projects here to Fulton County and creating this halo effect for us. So that's really all I've got to say. I guess we will say over and out. I don't have a sign off yet, but Mr. John Ray back there is going to take us home.